Lord Rishabha told his sons,
My dear boys,
of all the living entities,
who have accepted
material bodies,
in this world,
one who has been awarded, this human form, should not work hard
day and night
simply for sense gratification,
which is available
even for dogs and hogs
that
eat stool.
One
should engage in penance
and austerity
to attain the divine position of devotional service. By such activity, one's heart is purified. And when one attains this position, he attains eternal
blissful life,
which is transcendental to material happiness and which continues forever.
This loka, please meditate, and all the purport Prabhupada says. How many times Prabhupada says this loka, I cannot tell. How many times? In his preaching and explaining this. And few other verses important. Also another Rishabdev. Rishabdev as teachings of Rishabdev, which canto? Fifth canto. One should read whenever time, instead of reading nonsense book and meditate. And Prahlad Maharaj's teaching. These two Prabhupada again. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu too. One is Prahlad Maharaj. Another?
Dhruva
Maharaj. If you read those teachings, then you can get the essence of all our lessons, Prabhupada teaching, more or less. Okay, read now. Please listen everyone.
Prabhupada, in this verse, Lord Rishabha tells his sons about the importance of human life.
Who can tell? Sri Rishabdev had got how many sons?
100.
100 sons. Which one is eldest, no? What is his name? Jarabharat. Bharat. Right.
The word Dehabhak refers to anyone who accepts a material body, but the living entity who is awarded the human form must act differently from animals. Animals like dogs and hogs enjoy sense gratification by eating stool. After undergoing severe hardships all day, human beings are trying to enjoy themselves at night by eating, drinking, having sex and sleeping.
This is animal life, Prabhupada said. One who simply centered around this life is centered around this. Eating, sleeping, mating and defending. Mating, I'm saying, is not saying gross word. Achha. And most of the people, maybe 98-99% of doing this. And Prabhupada says, rest assured, most of them will get lower species of life. Hawks and dogs. Everybody likes more or less, Prabhupada says, rubbing. That means skin rubbing. Sensual pleasure, highest.
Itching.
Like, suppose you have got some skin disease and feel like itching. It aggravates it. Make it worse. They feel like more. Then feel pain. Then feel like more. Then feel more pain. You say, I want more. But again you feel like this is sensual pleasure. Sexual pleasure. This is more or less this tongue, pleasure of tongue and pleasure of this sensual pleasure. If you take a little thing, 99.99 dot will go mad, people. You take it out, to become detached to this is human life. This is human life. Of course, there is some provision, there is some license. If you moderate do with license, it's okay. Otherwise, animal life, next life, hogs, dogs, those are too sensual, they become every 1 hour, one can have sensual, extreme sensual pleasure is this. One can have 3 times this. They become, Prabhupada says, monkeys, They are very sexually strong. Even, you know, when I was a little boy, I would see old man take some tonic. I mean, a little. He's saying, if an old man take this, he feels like a young man. So that he can enjoy. This is old world. You see, newspaper, you find many advertisements regarding this. How to become sexually strong and enjoy sexually. He is rest assured gliding down to hogs and dogs, if not monkeys, if not sparrow, or pigeon, or dove, you see, many. It means they are bhakta. At the same time, some people, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, do bhakti at the same time, give sensual pleasure. So God had provision for both. You did this, you get this. You did this, you get this. You did both, you did get both. You get this and stay in dham. Make sense? Make sense? Yes,
yes
or no?
Yes.
So be prepared for the rapture. This is meant for everybody. Any question or comment? Tell later, ask later. But I am telling Prabhupada, this verse will tell so many times. I cannot. We also tell something. Also Prahlad Maharaj's book. This is negative something. Of course, mostly negative, positive there. Positive also there, some part. If you do austerity, this is austerity. You control that by diverting your attention to some higher test, serving, something like that. And then you will get higher test, like Brahma Sugan. Then you can get unlimited spiritual bliss. So choice is ours. You want to have sensual pleasure, I've got higher spiritual pleasure. And accordingly, this is the determining factor of our future life. What we past we did, the result is this life. And this life, what we are doing, this will make our future life. Is that clear?
Yes.
At the same time, they have to properly defend themselves. However, this is not human civilization. Human life means voluntarily practicing suffering for the advancement of spiritual life. There is, of course, suffering in the lives of animals and plants, which are suffering due to their past misdeeds. However, human beings should voluntarily accept suffering in the form of austerities and penances.
I remember in Bombay, when Pope was going to get that land, the man who is a very influential person, mayor, this, that of Bombay, many people he cheated. Going to buy the land, did something and he got his money, but other guy couldn't get the land. Prabhupada said, I must take this land. I'll make this. And for that, there's so much trouble devotees has to go through. Even they are manhandled, devotees. Even the ladies, pulled by the hair, forcibly taken out, they make a temporary temple, Gunda came, try to take them away by truck, and they will be taking, using Vedic toilet, you understand what I mean, means go to the field. So, take bath in a tap, no hot water, for Western devotees, this is too much. Some of them are thinking whether they'll go and asking for Prabhupada, shall we try, some other Prabhupada. And then as far as facilities, Prabhupada said, you want to become pure, you have to do austerity. Sometimes it may not be provision for hot water, nice toilet, bathroom. This is austerity. Now, Pujavandar Parikrama, you go, sometimes so much austerity, unlike Mayapur Parikrama, but it's very purifying. So there is a saying, when you do Pujavandar Parikrama, there is blister, you taking breakfast maybe, 11 o'clock, taking Nimprasad, maybe 6 o'clock. But you are walking, and they are stopping someplace, the pastime happened there, Krishna's, and Gopis, Madharani, Mother Yashoda Nandava, they will be talking, same spot, all these things. And very enlightening, convincing, and purifying. This thing helps, you know, Krishna to make progress. So, this is austerity. Some don't like to do, I mean, it does. And voluntarily, you make progress, become purified.
However, human beings should voluntarily accept suffering in the form of austerities and penances in order to attain the divine life.
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, where the open center in Bangladesh, Dhaka, sometimes devotees will write to him, I heard. They don't have food, nothing. Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur said, depend on Krishna, do your service. Krishna will send you prasad, your food, give you intelligence. And if you cannot, still, there is a river, you drink that water, drink that money, and drink water and live. Krishna knows what you require. If you do your service, Krishna won't give you. Early days, I know also in Western country, devotees go to the marketplace early. There is also a little competition between nun, monk, who can go fast to the marketplace. And those who are selling vegetables, fruits, they find their basket, something bad, all those things they put in the basket and put it aside in the street. That means they are rejecting that. Understand? And devotee will bring those things. They will say, they see the monks, nun, and they will say, hey, you come this time, you get fast. Who come? First come, fast you will get. And they throw some of them, little bad, and the devotees cut the bad portion and the other portion put for the devotee. This is austerity. Early in the morning, after Mangalayati, they will go run to the market area. India also in the hut, but sometimes market they give also. They give them some prasad. Very nice, very purified, very joyful. They become humble also. For deity, they go to the shop, some or other get. The girls may be giving some sweet, nice thing, and give them a sweet smile and say, "For Krishna, you like to give?" The guy seeing, the guy is smiling, young girl, and they like it. And they give some. Without money, the temple is even giving the, cannot pay the rent. They got the house. Krishna arranges something. Maybe the, I tell one story. And one day I asked, how you pay? We cannot eat even, and we cannot give Krishna. How we pay so much? I said, well, Krishna has well arranged. What is that? You know, our life, we are taking all, we have to be praying to Krishna. And we came to know through the vines that our landlord, he's absconder. He's running away from Pune. We don't have Krishna arranges so nice. It's just like a Krishna arranges something. It's always depend on Krishna. I won't tell all these things outside. I tell you, month after month, we don't pay. We cannot eat. What you are paying then? Very expensive. Shiva, we know what happened. Is this guy life member? What happened? He's absconder. The police looking for him. No, we don't like him. How do you carry on like this? Police say, this guy won't easily come. He said, Krishna arranges. You have to have faith in Krishna. Krishna is inconceivable power you can ever think of, beyond comprehension you can do. Solve all your problems, but we have to solve this. With all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all your money, we'll see what Krishna can do for you. Baba said, if somebody gives everything to Krishna, there is nothing Krishna can give you. Nothing. He can give you anything and everything. But you don't have faith. Anyway.
After attaining the divine life, one can enjoy happiness eternally. After all, every living entity is trying to enjoy happiness. But as long as one is encaged in the material body, he has to suffer different kinds of misery. A higher sense is present in the human form. We should act according to superior advice in order to attain eternal happiness and go back to Godhead.
It is very important. Each word, each sentence, under superior guidance, we should follow and mold our life. What Prabhupada is saying is very important. Some repent that I didn't have association of Prabhupada. No, you may not have physical association. The association, two types. One is physical, another is Bopu, another is Bani. The message and instruction. You take the message and instruction of Prabhupada and heart and soul and try to follow, you are associating with Prabhupada. more than physical association, and you put into practice with faith, you are serving Him. Mat seva darang ahur vimukte. There are two, Prahlad Maharaj and Rishabh Dev to Drahugana. Almost same thing. As long as you are not serving as a menial servant to advance, you know, sadhus, there is no question of bhakti at all. As it's mere, the dust of the lotus feet of Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, all that, and this is also like this, you can do like that. You know. And that is, then you get. And that is the Dharuhi Bhukte. It opens the door of liberation, free from the material bondage, which is very difficult to cut off. Very, very difficult. So Prabhupada said this location again. It is not that you are getting nothing. You get unlimited spiritual beings. What is your spiritual? Material even. Think of what anybody can give an example. What Sudama did. Sudama said, I gave Krishna only little cheap rice, which is not acceptable even for common people, low quality. And Krishna, seeing that with love and devotion, he accepted. I didn't give, he snatched it away. And what he gave me, huge palace, like Indra's, so much. Other things, so many material which people hanker after. And do you believe this? If you believe, you have, you will feel of Krishna Dharma. This is only material, not to speak of spiritual things. There's so much to see from one verse. Again, Prabhupada tells this verse. I agree. He also told me, following Prabhupada. But you have to act. Now, also the purport of Prabhupada. Listen.
It is significant in this verse that the government and the natural guardian, the father, should educate subordinates and raise them to Krishna consciousness.
Now, Prabhupada, for this purpose, Prabhupada made Gurukul. So that, and for Gurukul, somebody become nice brahmachari. Then, if he cannot remain brahmachari, Inamsa, that is best if he can. Easily go back to a 70% charge, 75%. Otherwise, he can become ideal grihastha. There are two things. One is grihastha, brahmachari, vanaprastha, sannyas relates to called ashram, relates to spiritual life. Not like I married, I am a grihastha. No, no, that is grihamedhi. If you don't control your sense and live a spiritual life. So some people become grihastha, not ideally acting. He is not grihastha, he is grihamedhi. Somebody is not Brahman, he is taking Brahmini, he is not acting. He is not Brahman. He is Brahma Bandhu. He is like Brahmin. He is pseudo, so like Brahmin. Somebody is not controlling his senses. He is not Goswami, he is not Sannyasi. He is Godasa. Like that. You should know. His dress, external thing is not everything. So Bhakti, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Raghunath Das Goswami, Markat Bairagya Nakara Lok Dakhaya. Don't show yourself, I am a brahmachari, I am a sannyasi, I am a vanaprastha. Krishna will see you inside. Don't cheat others. You are cheating yourself. He said that Markat Bairagya, Markat means monkey. Monkey externally very renowned. How? You see, that the sadhu means he live with the minimum bare necessities of life. Just to his body and soul together to keep at that much he body requirements he uses. Some clothing requires little minimum. Some place to I have got 5-6 feet high, that place to sleep. And little clothing, and little to eat, to maintain the body. That's all. Moment you do something else, that is your bhoga. First, a little bit you extra eat, you will find sick. So what you are telling me? So there is actually who is ideal bhakta who was gave. These are the symptoms. If he surrendered, surrender means obedient, self-control, discipline, following the instruction from the spiritual leader. Then this is the first point. You don't do no bhakti style. You are cheating yourself, not cheating others. You cannot cheat God, his dependency. Maybe his dependency might have to suffer some. As Prabhupada said, Bhaktivedanta Thakur said, why you are suffering? Because, Prabhupada said, because I did a mistake. What mistake? No, you didn't do mistake, others. But my mistake is, those who are not qualified, I give them initiation. Actually, it simply means, he's humble, he's saying that. It means that, just for his good, he did, but he's not doing what he can do. So he'll suffer, and what will happen to him, I don't want to say. He's doing this cheating. So, Prabhupada, I'm just repeating. Please take it very, very seriously. As we here said, instead of doing that, tapo dibbam, do some austerity. So Prabhupada said, simple living, high thinking. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has very nice instruction. So he said, Markad monkey, he said, minimum is no clothing even. Digambar, no clothing. His only clothing is defined direction. Sometimes Digambar means one is naked. And as far as sannyasi is aniketan. Aniketan means he has no fixed house. He roam around the family. Doesn't stay one place long. Unless absolutely necessary. So aniketan, he is also doesn't stay in one tree. You'll find going different. But different, so he's aniketan, he has no house. But you find out what he's doing. Why he is not in one house? One house to another, one place to another. Why? Sensual pleasure. He is looking for the dhanda is where is she monkey? So have a sensual pleasure with her. What pleasure I don't like to say. A little strong, I tell some. Prabhupada is saying it's like this. One, as he's going, see where he's going. He says, wherever is she as he's going. And he comes very near, she has could understand. He hat with the hind leg, kick on his face. But he thinks, very sweet, my girlfriend. He's giving me a slap. Don't mind. This is true. Be careful. This is material or to some extent like that. Maybe very polished. But actually that nothing but this. And to become like that means to become control of somebody. That is, somebody lives, material life means, gross life means, one should be, husband should be very Krishna conscious. And wife also, but wife should listen to husband. Of course, sometimes husband should listen to wife also, together. According to exactly what Prabhupada say, I am telling you. Exactly, almost like Toto, I think. I can go detail, won't tell for Sabharasa, reason. So these are the realities of life. But anybody could be a Vaishnava. There is no distinction. Though there is distinction in this life. If somebody is a grihastha life, in most cases, his chance is very meager to go back to God. Maybe 10%. But if you get a grihastha real in a true sense of the word, and Vaishnava, he can be more advanced than a sannyasi. A Vaishnava is superior to all the varnasram, brahmacharya, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas, brahman, vaishya, kshatriya, shudra. A Vaishnava is higher than this. So we should ask ourselves, Tony Blair, am I trying to become a Vaishnava? Who is a Vaishnava? Very short, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in one sloka says, who can tell? Raise hand, quick. Bolo. Everybody chant.
Tinadupi sunichena, tarurapi sahishnuna, amanina madrena, kirtaniya sadari.
It can go in detail also. Tell the meaning. Everybody listen.
become more humbler, become more humbler than a blade of grass.
Then more humbler than a blade of grass. A grass everybody is trampling. But he thinks, I am lower than grass. That means people insult me, humiliate me. He tolerates. There is a saying in Bengali. Je sahe, se rahe. You are going to preach, people are there, like me, people will insult you. Look at you, put tilak. No, people will tell me something. I don't put tilak. At home, somebody is coming. Just to show, hey man, good Boston. Won't go out, people will see. Because she has no faith strong that these guys will be hawks and dogs. You are hawks and dogs are more powerful than you. You are a fool, you are a nutcase. You really have faith, you will be bold and courageous to put tilak. In South India, even a justice, even a lawyer go to put tilak. Even a little girl sometimes put tilak, go to school, and school says, teacher, don't come all this thing. He says, what's wrong? If somebody is putting turban, if somebody is putting chagal dari, goat hair, why you cannot? That means you don't have faith strong. You're a fool number one. God knows you don't have faith. You're a pretender. And result will follow. Decorating a dead body. You cannot make much advance. No, Baba. No. I'm just repeating what Prabhupada said. He become a Vaishnava or a Vaishnavi. You are Geta. Now he is gone. Sometime the top position, Prabhupada said, those are top Vaishnava, Vaishnavi, they will control the society. That is called governing body commission. Prabhupada said, one who is top Vaishnava, and there are two ladies there in the body of this organization. You can see. So, nobody is superior, nobody is inferior. One is Vaishnava, he is superior. Any question or comment? This is external, he is sannyasi, give him dhanyavad. That's okay. Vaishnava who sees, these are the symptoms. The 26 qualities of Vaishnava. Again, if you simply surrender, obedience, and discipline, and sastra scripture, he will develop all the wonderful qualities of Vaishnava, 25. Chaitanya Chaitanya Dhriti. Can anybody tell some of them? Yes. Yeah. Huh? Tell one, quick.
Kind, gentle, beneficent.
He is very gentle. He is mridu. He is akama, no material desire. He is amani. He doesn't expect respect from others. He is manada. He gives respect to everybody. He is akrita droha. He doesn't quarrel with others, envious, like that. He is great. He is mitabhuk. He eats just what is necessary, prasad, just to keep the body fit. He is maunam. He doesn't talk nonsense, other Krishna. Absolutely unlessness. Anyone wants to say, sarvapakarak. He does welfare to all living, and he won't trample an ant. There is a story about that. One, he used to kill hunter, half dead, rabbits, deer, all these things. And later, after initiation, he changed so much that when his guru is coming in ecstasy, he and his wife jumping. Why? He doesn't want to hurt even an ant to pay obeisance to his guru. You can see? And others ask, why is he doing this? He said, now he doesn't want to hurt even an ant. Hurt, what is your kill? An ant. He even doesn't like to take a leap from the tree to hurt. He feels for them. You see what a change of heart? He's very kind. He's very peaceful. He is pure. I already told 12. 14 more there.
Expert.
Poetic, right. Nirmatsara, not envious to others, something like that. Faultless, he doesn't find others' fault. Shuchi, pure? Huh? He is Soma, equal. Even to an ant, he knows within that Narayana is the living entity. What shall I hurt him? Hurting him and hurting baby, same thing. He is very simple. Like that. He is nirapekka. He is sama. Equal.
Non-violent.
He is expert. Huh?
Non-violent.
Non-violent.
This man mentioned also ahimsa.
Yeah, he is friendly. Mitra. Like that. 26 like that. Prabhupada said, remember, at night go to sleep, you think you want to go to back to Godhead? Have you got this qualification developed? How you develop? You don't endeavor. You simply by your quality of surrender you will develop. You don't do, you are digging the grave of your spiritual life. Simply. Anybody is not doing this, he is simply digging, there is an English saying, digging the grave of his spiritual life. Don't be a pretender. It is better to become a street sweeper, honest, and gradually come to Krishna consciousness than pretending to be a sadhu or Vaishnava. Sadhu means it should be very simple, very determined. He speaks to him. Sadhu, Shastra Guru, what they say, I don't know. What the sadhu say here? Brajabasi is called. One of the qualities of a Vaishnava. 26 qualities.
Humble.
He is humble, yes, we didn't say. Humble means din. He said, dinere odhigda, one who is very humble, one is only meek and humble, he gets so much mercy of the Lord. Not external soul. Really. Sometimes big authority, very menial service, nobody has done. Nobody is there, maybe he not clean the temple room or maybe toilet, and he doesn't mind, he's clean. Even Rukmini Devi, she has got thousands of servants. When Krishna comes, she personally goes to bring water for Krishna, bathing Krishna, dressing Krishna. There are servants there, Krishna, her, they can do it, but still is done. Why? Out of love. That is Krishna wants. So Prabhupada says, one is giving class, one is giving sweeping, to Krishna will see their heart. Who has got love for him? And Krishna like him. It doesn't matter, he is sweeping. He is no less than giving class. When he's giving class, he can be popped up sometimes. So, is that all right? Huh? Sometimes truth is very unpleasant to some person. But truth is true. Sadhu has to tell the truth. And truth, and only truth, and nothing but the truth. But he tells it nicely. In our material world, it is said, don't tell unpleasant truth. Because you will make enemy then, isn't it? There is a saying, don't tell anything. But sadhu tells that. Why? For his ultimate good. Sadhu doesn't mind. Somebody get angry with him, kill him. Then later on he say, what I have done? He told me for my good. But sadhu doesn't.
Devoid of Krishna consciousness, every living being suffers in this cycle of birth and death perpetually. To relieve them from this bondage and enable them to become blissful and happy, bhakti yoga should be taught. A foolish civilization...
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even a lowest animal, he helped him because one devotee became compassionate. How quickly he went back to Vaikuntha? Who can tell that?
Shivananda Sen.
Shivananda Sen. The story is, when Shivananda Sen every year, he used to take Gaudiyas to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Rath Yatra time, one dog seemed to be following. Here in Parikrama you go, sometimes a dog is following us, leaving his village 80 kilometers gone, still he doesn't go. He's coming to Mangalarati, attending. He's coming to Harikatha, sitting down in this room. Coming to Arati, he's watching. Nobody gives him prasad, he doesn't. He's thrown over, he doesn't take. They give him prasad, nicely, neat and clean. And every boy, hide somebody. The dog came, remove. But you throw something, what does it mean? It's very meaningful. You can easily can understand what he was before. And he is repenting. So if we don't want to become like that, be careful. Hare Krishna. Devotees see many cases like that. It has been confirmed by Prabhupada.
A foolish civilization neglects to teach people how to rise to the platform of bhakti yoga. Without Krishna consciousness, a person is no better than a hog or dog.
Without Krishna consciousness, it will be hogs and dogs and warm in a stool. Who knows what is this stool? Warm in a stool. So who wants to become? Raise hand. Warm in a stool. Better follow the... Be careful. Sastra, he says, like a Kurasya Dhara. Sastra is like a big German razor, you know? German razor like this. He says, Kurasya Nishita Durottaya. Suppose you are in a dark place handling a big sharp razor. He don't know, he can, if you are not careful, he can cut. Finish. So this is spiritual life. Spiritual life leading, extremely careful what you are doing. Any moment, you can finish your spiritual life. In a society, a saintly person, he was delivering the people, most fallen. Many enthusiastic did so much service. Later on, as the day goes, devotional service is going on. But number of people, as the days goes, very few people, old people have been seen. Only new faces, old people are very, because everybody is tested. Everybody will be tested. Everybody will be tested. Nobody can escape test of Krishna, Maya. If we don't want to kill our spiritual life, better be simple, better be inside outside same, better be humble. Without becoming simple at heart, you cannot be a devotee. We cannot. At least we should be honest to ourselves and honest to God and His dependent.
The instructions.
There is a saying, Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to say, Saralatai Vaishnavata. Simplicity, without pretendance, this mood is Vaishnava, he is sadhu, without becoming that cannot. Saralata, Dhirata, become determined. Vaikantikata, seriousness. These things you must have to become at least. And who is a Vaishnava? Shortest definition, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said. How much we have become free from these three things, attraction. Who can tell? Kanaka, wealth, Kamini, opposite gender's attraction, Pratishtha, big attraction towards big position, name, fame, love, puja, Pratishtha, worship, anchoring after. Have been found many devotees do lot of accomplishment, lot of position, there are lot of sadhu sangha. Maybe inside, outside, not same, maybe hankering of this, gone. Cannot stay. Rather, kick out. So you can ask ourselves, how many years I am? Accordingly, we understand that much, at least you have got something to eat. That's where you are staying. Any question or comment?
The instructions of Rishabh Dev are very essential at the present moment.
At the present moment, very essential. There are many Prabhupada said, pseudo devotees are there. Pseudo means, look like devotee, hypocrite, actually not. Externally doing, very internally something else. Don't be like that. You are then digging the grave of your spirituality.
People are being educated and trained to work very hard for sense gratification, and there is no sublime aim in life.
It says modern life is hedonistic. The word hedonistic is one thing. Sense gratification is the be all and end all of our life. Our life, everything is sense gratification. Rich people have got a baby thing. Oh, car, having a car is status in India. Okay, I've got now a few lakhs of rupees. I buy a Nano. After a few days, he makes more money. I've got maybe Maruti. After some time, maybe I've got a Lancer. Or maybe little better, doubt. They who? Huh? Then maybe, no. Maybe Volvo? Then no. Maybe Mercedes Benz? No. Maybe BMW? Still he's not satisfied. Still he wants Audi? Still he's not satisfied. No. Then he can be. Make life very simple, the bare necessities of life, whatever Krishna provides. And rest of the time, Krishna causes, use all. You belong. Say, Bhakti Thakur, my dear Lord, my body, my wife, my children, all are your servants. I am simply looking after them, my wealth, my property, everything I use myself. I am simply looking after them. As much as necessary to maintain my body and the rest used in the service of Vaishnava, he can be found. He follows the footprints of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. If he is a Grihastha, if he is a sannyasi, also should be. Money may come, he will use up Krishna's service, Vaishnava's service, project, Guru's service. Prabhupada says, extremely careful to take money. Of Krishna's money for your sense gratification, or Vaishnava's money, then how much suffer you do, I cannot tell. Somewhere else it is.
A man travels to earn his livelihood, leaving home early in the morning, catching a local train, and being packed in a compartment. He has to stand for an hour or two in order to reach his place of business.
You see the big city is. London, Paris, New York, Japan, or any other, Calcutta, Bombay, like a bat hanging from the bus or a train. So many miles go to the city. From there again to the bus. Then enter the office. By that time, they rest. And then work hard like a hog or a dog. Come back home and eat something. They have little sensual pleasure with the life partner. And little food. Get up again. Only pleasure in his life is this little sensual pleasure which is like partner for him. For this is working more than ass. Even ass most probably does not. Even elephant, without going to office, he has a chubby body, tons of food he is eating, but not going to go. Soon the time is coming, people have to work harder even. Just to maintain dal ka roti, just little few chapati, dal, sabji ke liye. But fortunate are those come to Krishna consciousness. Even there, Krishna Arjuna Prabhupada said, a nice samosa, nice kachori, nice rabri. So many other things I don't like to tell. You know better than me. Nice drink. Gauranga potato. Still people are so fool. They don't. Bhakti Dantas Thakur, easy to say the Guru Sannyas should be given the best thing. But actually they shouldn't eat all these things. They will pay to give. So Bhakti Dantas will see, not giving anything. Bhakti Dantas will go there and see. Take up all the best thing. Laddu, samosa, rabri, kachori, and rasgulla, gulla, give to the outside people. Outside people. Huh? If you become sadhu, you can eat so? Huh? Every day come. Just like some honey, take honey bees, come to take honey. See? Suddenly get stuck. They also get stuck. Then they say, regular coming, coming, they say, they're thinking, freely I am getting so much, maybe I should do some service. Can I do some service? Okay, do. I see somebody giving the momo. Say, can I do any other thing? Yeah, you do japa. You come to class. Gradually one is, can I get initiation? This happened to one movement coming from the cold ice. Hey, want to listen lecture, sadhu? No. Want to have some nice feast? Okay, let's go. Listen. Dang. That means prasadam time. Hill up, full of ghee, halwa, puri, outside, it's snowing. Come up. Six become like a chalta. Within a short time he become like this, like a sumo. You see, see in Japan, these guys, hips are like elephant. Many people, you see, fighting, become like that. Krishna consciousness, everything is their provision. It's not the free from all austerity symptoms. There is also their enjoyment. Read. I'm just repeating what Prabhupada said.
Then again, he takes a bus to get to the office. At the office, he works hard from 9 to 5. Then he takes 2 or 3 hours to return home. After eating, he has sex and goes to sleep. For all this hardship, his only happiness is a little sex.
Prabhupada says, I see in India, this guy come from what family? Eating nice palatial building. Huh? Eating first class food. Expensive car, they're good. You are working hard and this guy was, why don't you come? You also come? You eat nice food, nice dress, nice car. You work for others, then you are dead get. You work, we work for the king of all kings. What king eat? King sleeps, king stays in marble house. Servant also get room, marble house. King eat rasgulla, gulab jam, samosa, kachori, chaat, pakoda. Naturally, he won't eat only extra. He goes in nice car, expensive. He also serve. This is ISKCON philosophy. Achha khao paro. Hare Krishna bhi bolo. But for the beginning, of course. After that.
Yan majnadi grahmedi sukham hitucham. Rishabhdev clearly states that human life is not
what
meant.
What did station say? I right or wrong?
I brought something for beginners.
Already there.
For the beginners.
Chalo. Dekho, if you don't go, if Muhammad doesn't go to the mountain to get something tempting, mountain comes tomorrow. It's coming.
Rishabhdev clearly states that human life is not meant for this kind of existence, which is enjoyed even by dogs and hogs. Indeed, dogs and hogs do not have to work so hard for sex. A human being should try to live in a different way and should not try.
Russian Apsara Bhagya. He is also chanting Harinam, the birds. He is chanting Krishna.
Human life is meant for tapasya, austerity and penance. By tapasya,
some Swami says, if you, agar jo koi Harinam nahi kar raha, अगले जन्म में दूसरा बात का गुंगा बनेगा, गुंगा गुंगा समझता, वो बात करने नहीं सकता. He said, one who does not talk about Krishna, he will become dumb. The dumb who does not speak and who does not hear, he will become deaf. बहरा. और कोई बहरा बनने चाहता तो कृष्ण का चाहकर दूसरा चीज सुनी, और कृष्ण का सुना बहरा नहीं बनेगा. क्या समझ बात चो কৃষ্ণ কথা বলে তা ঠিক আছে, আজ কৃষ্ণ কথা বলে অন্য কথা বলছে সে বোবা হবে আগে জন্মে, যে কৃষ্ণ কথা শোনে না সে আগে জানে কালা কানা. আই ডোন্ট নো হোয়ার ইজ দ্যাট ইন স্ক্রিপচার. আই ওয়েন্ট টু সাম প্রিজনার হাউস, টু প্রিজনার সে হোয়াট ইউ ডোন্ট চ্যান্ট হরে কৃষ্ণ ইউ বিকাম বোবা. ইয়া মনে চাতা ইউ ওয়ান্ট টু বিকাম. They don't want to chant Hare Krishna. Everybody Hare Krishna in prison house. और नहीं किसने कथा नहीं सुना था क्या बोले बहरा बनेगा बहरा और कोई कृष्ण मंदिर नहीं जाएगा लंगड़ा बनेगा लंगड़ा वही बिकम लेम मैन यू डोंट गो टू कृष्ण टेम्पल देन बिकम लंगड़ा एनीबडी वांट टू बिकम लंगड़ा
नो
बेटर गो टू कम टू इस्कॉन एंड टेक नाइस प्रसाद मे बी इफ यू डोंट सी कृष्ण डीटी मे बिकम अंधा कौन अंधा बनने चाहते You don't go and see Krishna, you will become blind. Who wants to become blind?
When one is situated in Krishna consciousness, devotional service, his happiness is guaranteed eternally.
Again.
When one is situated in Krishna consciousness, devotional service, his happiness is guaranteed eternally.
Eternally. Now, who is happy? Raise hand. कौन सुखी है हाथ उठाइए के आनंद में आछो हाथ तोलो बहुबात बोले जे हासी खुशी इज जॉयफुल ही इज बिकमिंग कृष्ण कॉन्शियस नॉट जॉयफुल समथिंग रॉन्ग नॉट आर्टिफिशियल नॉट बनावटी नॉट आर्टिफिशियल स्माइल हाउ आर यू ओके Not that smile. Aisa hansi nahi. Doctor jaise kaha tha. Ek e laga diya. Winding a toy. Hai. Aur ye, they are doing exercise, physical exercise in the morning. Somebody is jogging, somebody is doing asana. Then they have got a laughing club in Calcutta, Bombay, Hyderabad. Daily hum jaate hain. Ha 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 ha. देखो हरे कृष्ण भक्त लड्डू खिला दो टोनी ब्लेयर इज नेचुरल स्माइल दिस कृष्ण कॉन्शियस दिस इज कृष्ण टेक लड्डू खिलाओ नॉट दैट लाइफ डॉक्टर से इफ यू लाफ is good for health, you live long. That is Krishna consciousness. You don't chant Hare Krishna, then Gunga Banega. You become dumb. You become deaf, you don't hear.
By taking to...
Kya Ananda Vardhan is shahi hai?
Thik hai, thik hai. এখানে বৃন্দাবনের সব সংস্কৃতি এরকম লাভিং ক্লাব আছে
তাই নাকি
তো এখানে এরকম বলে যে 80% অফ আওয়ার ডিজিজ জাস্ট গো বাই লাভিং
80% disease go away simply by laughing. So you can see, if you are supposed to live 65 years in Krishna consciousness, you may live 95 years. This is how, this is extra. Actually, you will advance in bhakti, that is main. But this is even great. Others artificial, ha ha ha. 85% go away. You see? Prabhupada will say, you will see somebody is joyful. You say, you are Krishna conscious. क्या माता जी आप जॉयफुल है प्रसन्न है यू आर ही स्माइलिंग इन नेचुरल लुक यू आर हैप्पी देन यू आर कृष्ण कॉन्शियस नॉट हैप्पी इट मीन समथिंग रॉन्ग टोनी ब्लेयर हैज गॉट क्वेश्चन लेट अस हियर
दिस इज जस्ट अ क्वेश्चन आई होप दिस इज नॉट मेकिंग एनी
यू होप
प्रॉब्लम फॉर एनीबॉडी बट आई एम सेइंग ओनली
टोनी ब्लेयर आर यू हैप्पी
यस
यू आर हैप्पी So you are Krishna conscious. All
right. Mahaprabhu.
Mahaprabhu.
Who is Mahaprabhu? Don't say this.
I have not been able to not see that.
Get to the point quickly.
Sadam distribution within ISKCON temple, they look, there is something here over the forehead and over the eyes, like something dark a little bit. Something with the forehead. I don't know why, sir.
I don't know. Ask some ISKCON leader. I am not ISKCON leader administration. Yeah. I am a fakir.
No, this is...
ISKCON administration, I have no hand. I tell you, tell what Prabhupada say. Kya baat? Ki bolche?
make friendship, then problem will go ahead.
He said, make friendship. He knows the technique. He knows the truth. He'll give you the tips how to solve the problem.
You make friendship, chant prasadam, help him.
I'm not having any relation with anybody. I'm just seeing from problem. Distance, little bit. I'm thinking they should be very blissful. They are giving out the Mahaprasad, whereas the ones who are giving out the books in the shops like that, they look very nice and distribute the books. But in the Prasadam places, it's something. I'm very sorry. Maybe I have mistaken. I'm just.
Yeah, but he's giving you the tips. He has got.
Okay. To make friends with.
Make friends, give him something nice, laddu. And he smiles, and you smile, and then.
Like serving prasadam, helping him, bringing bucket.
No, not the prasadam distribution within the.
Maha.
No, I am. No. I'm speaking about.
Near
Maha store.
Near Topa Samadhi.
Near the Prabhupada Samadhi and the Govindas.
Where they are selling.
And they are selling. No bad. I'm very. Yeah, my friends, but I'm seeing something only. Like, it's not.
There are
light,
too many people.
Oh, there are so many people.
Yeah, so many people that are serving. Yeah, that
difficulty.
No, I'm also serving in there. So also, I'm. I'm not thinking like this.
All are not like them.
What?
All are not like them, you say.
No, all are not like that.
It's true, Maharaj. I also stopped buying Mahaprasadam because. Yeah. Yeah.
Very good.
Others buy.
Almost.
People.
Then outside they buy.
Yeah.
People buy.
This is it simple food.
But before it was worse, no?
Any other? Now, too much time, I cannot give. Any other question? Any other comment? Any question and comment related to this subject? Because I heard somebody told me, complained to me, that if I let them stay long, sometimes they don't get enough prasad, maybe only mere rice and dal. They may be great devotee, happy with rice and dal, but it is my duty to see they get, from my part. Though we can sort it out, this is Vrindavan. One should live in Vrindavan with the bare necessities of life, who was saying. Maybe only rice, little, there's something there, they make advancement. But don't do artificial. If you're happy, you like more harikatha, that's very good. Sacrificing a nice prasad, maybe no sabji. I don't want artificial, of course you don't do. But if you feel like it, Krishna katha, discussion, very good. For both sides of it. So Chaitra Mahaprabhu said, they also, Markat Vairagya na kara, look there, don't show people I am sorry now. Not eating good food, not like this. He said, Antarinishtha kara, make your heart Vairagya. Antarinishtha kara, baire lok bhar. Outside you do follow rule regulation, as you supposed to. Vishayabhunja, anasakta hoya Vishayabhunja. You don't be attached to some nice food, dress, all these things, name, fame, and so on. But just as much as necessary to carry on your devotional service, that much you do. That is best. It doesn't matter if you are Grihastha, it doesn't matter if you are Brahmachari, it doesn't matter Vanaprastha or any other asana. Any question, any comment? Anything other than Krishna Katha, as much as you can avoid, better. Absolutely necessary. Neither here, neither at all. Gramma Katha na bolive, na sunge, bhalo na khaibe, don't be attracted to us. After some time, as he said, for the beginners, Prabhupada said, for 1-2 years, join good food. Otherwise, jiva lalasi iti uti hai, running after palatable dishes, then Krishna goes far away. Jivha lalasya iti uti dhai, Sishnodar Paran, one is very attached to for his palate, fill up his stomach and genital, run after like a bull towards cow, sensual pleasure become like that. He run away from Krishna. No, Baba. All applicable to everybody. So any question, any comment? Is reading finished?
By taking to bhakti yoga, devotional service, one's existence is purified. The living entity is seeking happiness, life after life. But he can make a solution to all his problems simply by practicing bhakti yoga. Then he immediately becomes eligible to return home back to Godhead. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Janma karma chame divyam evam yaveti tattvatah tektva deham punarjanma naiti mam eti swarjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, takes his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna.
Any question? Material world means it's just like animal in the desert. Desert, this material world, material existence compared to desert. He's thinking, maybe there is a water, he's thirsty. It's called mirage. Mirage means falls from the reflection of the sand to the sky and comes. Looks like there is some reservoir of water. He's running. He doesn't know. He's going to run to go to that pond. He finds always the same distance. He doesn't know there is another place where the water is there. You dream that. Don't run after them. So material world looking for happiness means like this. Mirage. False. He's thinking he will get some pleasure by dhanang, janang, sundaring, kovitam. Well, opposite gender association, many followers, name, fame, adoration, ultimately find nothing. Better having all those bitter experiences, who are telling you, listen from them, than after spiritual life, spiritual activity, serving sadhu, then real happiness. Though material provision already will be provided enough, may not be if you covet something, I want more and more. Then Krishna said, this guy also want this. No, I won't give him. How much he tries, he'll take it. That is what Prabhupada said. Hey, some smoke coming, is it? Oh, Ajay. I find it here. Anyway, any question, comment? Otherwise, time is just 9 o'clock. Is it big queue, Dr. Saad?
In the beginning, big queue.